Good evening. Welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So I'm thinking about home cocktails. I always think about this because home cocktails are radically different sometimes from what you're getting in bars these days, particularly if you go to shishi bars that are run by people under 40. Ooh, who said that? But a lot of times, and I shouldn't...
Are you a Gen Xer?
I find cocktail menus that have huge amounts of ingredients per cocktail a little exhausting. It's just me. And I think 3 and 4 ingredients are good, and that's all you're going to need, and that's all you're going to do at home. I mean, how many types of bitters are you going to have at home? Maybe Angostura bitters and Peugeot bitters, right?
Right. Well, I also have orange bitters.
I have cucumber bitters.
And you have cucumber
too.
Bitters. I know that.
It's true. And they're all great, but unless you want to have a library of bitters in your house, those are what you're going to have. So there's just a few things you need for this. I was making cocktails for you the other day, and I was in Santa Fe at a bar called La Reina that I really adored. And Katya and I had several really lovely nights there. Mm-hmm. And all of their cocktails had maybe 3 or 4 ingredients a piece, and they were well-chosen ingredients. And one of them was a whiskey, a bitter, an amaro, a bit of bitters, and something sweet. And that's a great cocktail idea to sort of think about.
And you made that for me, too.
I did.
The one that I thought was sort of a smoky, cola-ish, herbal. Yes.
It's a matter of having the right ingredients to mix, right? And I think if you just start with a whiskey, something, an amaro, maybe some bitters and something sweet, that's a nice way to go. Gin and any kind of white vermouth is going to make you a very nice cocktail, a little bit of lemon.
Right. Yeah. And I think the key is to find the ingredients you like, and then you can keep it simple. And that doesn't mean it needs to be expensive. I like an herbaceous style of gin versus a floral style of gin. So I'm fine with Beefeater. I like that. I like that with my tonic. I like that with a little bit of Campari for a Negroni. It doesn't have to be shishi special. It just has to be what you like. So you can really enjoy the flavor of that spirit that you're using.
In music, we have the 3 B's, Beethoven, Bach, Brahms.
Yes.
In gin, you have the 3 B's, Boodles, Brokers, Beefeater.
Oh, there you go.
They're all British gins, and they're all great. I, too, share a fondness for the very herbaceous and herbal kinds of British gins. I don't like the floral gins very much, I must confess. I want gin to taste like gin, and that's gin in my head.
Yeah.
And every listener is going to have a different sort of idea of what they like for their particular gin, but those are the ones that speak to me, and they are great for martinis, classic, dirty, or otherwise.
I also find that if I'm making a rye or a bourbon-based drink, it's sort of like you were talking about with the gin. The brown spirit, the vermouth, and maybe a slice of fruit, maybe a bitter, sometimes ginger beer, but it really doesn't need to be ultra complicated.
I agree. Buy a shaker, get some ice, get a bar spoon, and you are home and dry. How many things can you say that about in life, you know? So, 4 ingredients in the cocktail max and 3 bar tools will get you everywhere you need to go in cocktail land. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.